The protesters carried Palestinian flags and pictures of their loved ones who are inside Israeli jails. They also wanted to draw attention to the plight Palestinian inmates face in Israeli jails. According to the PA, there are about 10,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israel, many of them serving long sentences.
My son has been sentenced for 12 years. He's been in jail for 5 years now. I demand justice from the world and I demand his release.
Many say Israel's imprisonment of Palestinians is part of its occupation policy. Palestinians spend time in jail for different reasons, but many do so for being affiliated with certain political groups. Some are abducted and sent to prison without trial. Others are leaders such as Fatah's Marwan Barghouti and popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine's Ahmed Saadat.
It is difficult to deal with the prisoners issue because there are difficulties now with the Israeli side in the negotiation. We can't solve this problem without peace process.
During the PA's weekly cabinet meeting on Monday, caretaker Prime Minister Salam Fayyad announced the 27th of January as the day of solidarity with Palestinian prisoners. Prisoners' issue has been on the Palestinian-Israeli table for over a decade now. A longed-for deal between Hamas and Israel to swap 450 Palestinian prisoners for the release of the captured soldier Gilad Shalit has been stalled.
I think this is should be one of the main conditions for any new development and any new connections with the Israelis concerning any talks. Releasing the prisoners should be one of the main conditions. It's not acceptable anymore that these people spend more their life in the Israeli jails.
But even if a prisoner deal is sealed with Israel, thousands of Palestinian prisoners will remain in jail, awaiting a final solution.
The issue of thousands of Palestinian prisoners, most of them are kept in poor conditions and without trial, is a sore subject to the Palestinians. Palestinians say that unless the prisoners are freed, such protests will continue. From Al Manara Square, Shireen Yassin, Press TV, Al Quds.